from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, June 13th. Coming up, we'll learn about a new learning model being used at one Illinois middle school, which is showing promising results. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Republican candidate for governor Richard Ervin says he's reassessing his campaign messaging less than 3 weeks before the primary election. A new WBEZ Chicago Sun-Times poll shows the Aurora mayor trailing party frontrunner State Senator Darren Bailey by double digits.
We've changed our plan, you know, of how we're going to get our message across over the next couple weeks. You know, as we looked across that finish line first on June 28th, you know, it's necessary for us to reassess.
Ervin spoke at a news conference in Bloomington after a private roundtable with law enforcement. Ervin slammed the Democratic Governors Association for its financial support of Bailey. Ervin repeatedly said, quote, "A vote for Bailey is a vote for J.B. Pritzker," end quote. There's a lot of outside interest in the 15th Congressional District Republican primary between longtime incumbent Rodney Davis and first-time incumbent Mary Miller. As Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports, there are two political action committees with a heavy hand in this race.
President Trump needs real allies in Congress. He needs Mary Miller.
The ads have been nonstop this campaign cycle for incumbent Republicans Rodney Davis and Mary Miller.
Conservative Congressman Rodney Davis delivers results for America's heroes.
And that's because over $5 million has been spent on this race by outside individuals and groups. That's data according to Open Secrets, a nonpartisan independent organization that tracks campaign spending. It's the fourth highest amount of outside spending in a congressional primary race in the United States. The two main political action committees pouring money into this race are Club for Growth and Illinois Values PAC. Club for Growth is known for supporting Trump-endorsed candidates and is tied to mega donors like New York billionaire Robert Mercer and Illinois billionaire Richard Ulin. Dr. John Jackson is a visiting professor at the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. He isn't surprised by Club for Growth's million-dollar-plus support for Miller, despite Davis serving as co-chair for Trump's re-election campaign in Illinois.
The Club for Growth has been around a good long while, and they tend to pick out the most conservative candidate in any race, and in Republican primaries, try to get behind those.
Sarah Briner is the director of research and strategy at Open Secrets. She said Illinois Values has spent over $1 million supporting Davis. She described Illinois Values as having the, quote, characteristics of a pop-up pack, which means they won't need to disclose who or what is behind their organization until after the primary election.
Our dark money staff have researched this group and are historically quite excellent at finding the source of funding for political groups and came up with nothing in this case.
The race between Miller and Davis is an expensive one, especially compared to 2020, when about $700,000 in outside spending was involved in both of their primary races. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
A reminder that we'll carry the January 6th committee hearings live today, starting at 9 o'clock this morning on WILL AM 580. You can also watch a live stream at illinoisnewsroom.org or watch on television on WILL TV's World Channel 12.3 over the air. Still to come, a look at the new PDSA learning model one Illinois middle school is using with promising results. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
In the 19th century British drama, Jamaica Inn, orphan Mary Yellen arrives to live with her aunt in Cornwall and quickly discovers all is not what it seems. She must resist being drawn into the inn's dangerous world of smuggling and other criminal activity. When she falls for the petty thief Jem Merlin, her morals become conflicted and she is uncertain who she can trust. You can stream this and other acclaimed period dramas as Friends of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Eighth graders at a middle school in Rockford were introduced to an entirely new learning model in their English language arts classes this year, and their teachers are ecstatic about how much of an impact it's already made. Peter Medlin has the story.
Last fall, Kara Wolf and Aubrey Barnett started their first year teaching ELA at Flynn Middle School, ready to change things up. In 2020, standardized test scores at the school were in the lowest performing 5% of Illinois. Now add a few years of COVID disruption on top of that. Barnett says a culture of learning was missing, But coming in and making big changes in your first year is hard, and she says it took a while to get going.
I was so disappointed and disoriented by what I saw other people doing with it and by people's complete lack of understanding. I actually brought it up right early in the beginning of the year, and it got tucked away for the first two quarters. And when we approached nonfiction, our third quarter of research-based writing, and we're going, hey, we got to be a little different.
That's when their language arts colleague Elizabeth Crampota suggested PDSA. It's a learning model that stands for Plan, Do, Study, Act. And it might sound complicated, but the fundamental idea of PDSA is to flip the classroom dynamic and get students to take the reins of their education. Barnett says that so often in education, students are assigned activities and homework, but don't understand the skill it's connected to. They often ask, why are we doing this? Not here.
What our students can tell you is the exact learning standard, not I'm reading this novel or we're doing this activity, but I'm actually learning towards gaining vocabulary and roots and suffixes so that I can apply that to my new readings.
Students choose from a group of standards they need to learn. It could be something like how to identify when an argument is biased. PDSA asks them to explain that in their own words and then map out a project to show that they've engaged with that standard using a topic of their choice. Carol Wolf said they've had PDSA projects on just about everything from does pineapple belong on pizza to violence in Myanmar. And the projects can take many forms, including essays, skits, presentations, and more. Then they reflect on their learning to see how they can better do it the next week with a new standard. And their teachers say the results, so far, have been beyond what they could have expected. Students who were struggling and bored became engaged and started thriving. Wolf said that jaws dropped when their first test scores started coming in for assessments like measures of academic progress or MAP growth. In 2018, the average 8th grade growth score at Flynn was 5. And the score for their PDSA classes this year was 13, nearly triple the average from 4 years ago. She says that they made huge gains, especially with kids considered high poverty and low performing.
To me, that says that kids who struggle to engage in learning, struggle to comprehend what's going on, they don't need worksheets. They don't need lectures. They need to be interactive in their learning.
They aren't the only school in Rockford using PDSA, but Barnett says that their team of teachers working together along with their foundation in social-emotional learning is why they're getting the best out of their students. Hector Canchola is an 8th grader at Flynn.
I learned a lot because Ms. Barnett, she's had made me feel safe and at home in this class. And at the beginning of the school year, I really didn't like ELA at all. But because of Ms. Barnett, I've started to pay attention and like this class.
Brianna Aragwin says getting to choose the standard and a topic she was interested in made a huge difference.
I always had a love for ELA, but I just started getting older. Yeah. I kind of stopped reading. I stopped paying attention. But after we did the PDSA, when we got to pick whatever topic we wanted, I felt I was able to learn so much more.
Barnett says the students finished the year by hosting a museum of their projects where they invited younger students and parents to come by and learn about what they've studied.
I'm going to be obnoxious about it. I'm going to put it in people's faces again and again and again because creativity and love and personalization yield results.
Barnett and the rest of the PDSA teacher team say next year the plan is to expand and weave PDSA into other classes like social studies too in hopes of having an even bigger impact on their kids. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for our area from today at noon through Wednesday at 8 p.m. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of a thunderstorm, a high of 95 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Eric Stock, Harrison Malkin, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.